Okay, so Ingrid, can you introduce yourself? Tell our audience who you are and what you do.
Hi, my name's Ingrid, and I was the church administrator of a church in Hayward that was at an attendance of over 800. And currently I am a sole proprietor, and the church is still my client. So I still work very closely with the church and their operations.
That's okay. You know what? The worst part about doing an interview like this is you're always trying to figure out where should I go next, and you can just relax, Ingrid, because I'm going to lead you there. So whenever you run out of things to say, just stop.
I'll
figure out my cue from there. So Ingrid, tell me a little bit about the church itself.
The church. Like I said, is a multicultural church in the heart of Hayward, and we have an attendance of over 800 on a weekly basis, and we minister to all the way from the elderly through babies on a weekly basis. We have a dynamic youth program. We have a great young adult program for college age, young married. We also have other outreaches that we do. We do an annual backpack outreach to the community. We do evangelism outreaches in conjunction with events happening in the Hayward area, as well as different interests as far as singles, married, financial seminars, leadership seminars. So we call ourselves a church for all people, reaching the lost, healing the hurting, and maturing the believer. That's our mission.
Great. Now, as I understand it, when you started working with this, you guys were handling the IT. You had an outsourced person for a while, I think back in 2008. But in the last few years, how have you been taking care of the technology?
Myself and another pastoral staff pretty much handled the day-to-day issues that would arise with our technology. We had a consultant that we worked with when something really bad happens and we need an outside person to kind of help us troubleshoot what was going on, or if a server crashed, then we would, you know, contact a consultant to come in and kind of help us out. But we were pretty much handling everything in-house on our own for a while.
And what were the problems that you were facing that made you think, okay, enough is enough, we got to do something, and you're now working with Donald Case at BizCare. So what drove you to decide that you needed to make some changes?
Well, with the change in the economy and looking at our budget, we actually had to take a look at our whole overall budget and make some reductions in staff and so forth. And so we realized that letting some staff members go, we needed outside help with the computer situation because there really would be no one there who could handle it.
So first off, you just needed somebody new to be able to handle that. Now, your current situation at that time, though, I understand you were having some server outages. There were times when the computers were slow. Can you give us just a picture of what was the condition of your computer network and how was it working for you at the time you started to work with BizCare?
The computers were slow. We actually, right around the time BizCare came, I mean, just right at the time they were coming, we had a power surge in the office that blew out everything, and we were down. And so they jumped right in and totally helped get us back up and running.
So when you say excuse me, I'm sorry for interrupting, but when you say you were down, what does that mean? I mean, were you, you know, you were still able to limp along and do work, or boy, you know, sometimes some organizations, you take the computer network down and they simply almost can't function. They can't get to their member lists. They can't, you know, send out their newsletter. They can't do anything. But what was it like for you when it went down like that? What did it mean?
Well, the router was out. We didn't have internet access. We couldn't get in or out. We were pretty much limping along. But you know, like I said, BizCare came in and worked with the telephone company who was in charge of our router and our T1 and all of that. So they worked directly with our other vendors to get us back up and going,
right,
which was a great help to us because we didn't have to, you know, do that and try to coordinate everyone
right.
to get things going.
Well, help us a little bit with doing the math. When something like that happens, a lot of times people, of course, will notice the, you know, they'll get the bill from the IT person and they'll know that there was an out-of-pocket cost for that. But sometimes they don't realize how much that was actually hurting you. So when you say your systems were slow, was this something that, first off, how many people do you have that are using the computers?
Currently, there's 10.
So when that computer system went down and you had 10 people that couldn't use their computers, what kind of impact did that have on their ability to work? I mean, were they pretty much not able to work? Was it maybe at 50%? What would you say?
Well, I would say some people were probably at 50, some maybe at, you know, 75% because they found other things that they could do, you know, without a computer.
Mm-hmm.
So they worked on other projects that they may have been putting aside, you know, for a while. It was a hindrance, but
so it sounds,
you know,
like it could be
things to do.
So it sounds like it could be maybe, you know, 2 to 3 people's worth of a whole day that they might be down if that computer was down and had to be rebuilt.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Right. And how often would that happen with you in the past? I mean, you know, over the past year when you were doing it yourself, how many times would you say that might happen to you guys?
Well, not with the server. We didn't have the issue. We had certain workstations that would get a virus,
mm-hmm.
and that took up a lot of time. And that was, I guess, that was an expense.
Right.
You know, spending days on end trying to clean up a computer.
Right.
To get rid of a virus.
How often would that kind of thing happen to you?
That happened. It usually would happen like once a year. You know,
and it always happens at the worst time, right?
Yes, it does.
Okay. All right. So as you're looking at this and BizCare comes in and their proposal to you was to take your service to the cloud so that they would actually be, you would not have a server in your closet anymore or in wherever you kept it in the church, but instead your server would be on the cloud. And the good news there is that you would not have to have a big upfront hardware investment and you'd have more security and so forth. When they came to you and made that suggestion, what did you think? What was your first response when they said, hey, you know, this is the way we think you ought to fix this problem?
Well, of course, my first reaction was, is it safe?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And then, of course, they reassured me that it's very safe. And so that made me feel better about it.
Mm-hmm. How did they do that? I mean, what did they say that helped you understand? Because I absolutely believe it's safer. You know, it's funny, people will say, oh, well, I want to keep it in my server closet. And I was talking to somebody the other day and I said, so when you leave your building at night, who cleans the building? Oh, you know, janitorial staff. I said, do they have keys to your office? Yeah. And I says, is your server room locked? No. So you're letting janitors that you don't know access to your server? And he said, oh, maybe it's not as secure as what it is on the cloud. So what did they say to you that made you feel confident that, you know, it's okay, we can do this?
Well, you know, I'm trying to remember exactly what he said, but just the fact that it has all these layers of security.
Right.
And, you know, the fact that, you know, it's not on a server in the closet, and backups were not happening as they should have been happening when mm-hmm. we handled it. And that was the other issue, is that having somebody monitoring and backing up constantly so our data won't get lost, you know, that was reassuring.
Have you ever had a case where you lost some data? I mean, almost everybody I interview, the most common thing, I mean, I interview a lot of IT service provider customers, and the most common thing I hear is, oh, well, we thought we were backing up. But, you know, when push comes to shove is when you actually have to try to do it. And I'm just wondering, Right. Have you ever had any experiences where you actually did lose some data?
Actually, we were blessed to not be in that situation. We actually had backup. So when a server went down 4 years ago, we had a backup that was current mm-hmm. that we could restore the data from. But, you know, if it had been on a off day, you know, we may have lost, you know, just right. maybe a day or two of work, but nothing, you know, no more than a day or two.
Right.
But
so,
still, you would like to have that day or two.
Right, absolutely.
I have to redo.
So what do you like about the way it's been explained to you about how the cloud is backing up your data? What makes you feel more comfortable with that?
That if, you know, anything were to happen, we would always have the data there to, you know, be able to restore
mm-hmm.
From our latest, you know, work that we had done.
Right. So as I understand it, they're backing up. I think your old system only used to back up once a day, and this system is actually backing up every hour. So you're getting a more timely backup no matter what. And I would think that, you know, churches like you probably get into capital campaigns, and there's times when things are much more intensive than others, and you lose a day of, you know, donor information of people contacting you. Boy, that would really throw a monkey wrench into things, I would think.
Oh yeah, it would, because then we'd have to re-enter everything,
right?
From scratch.
Okay, now tell me about they're also filtering email at the, you know, in the cloud, so before it even gets to you. I'm just wondering, did you have much spam before that you were having to deal with, and maybe you see less of that now, or is it about the same?
Actually, we see less spam, because, you know, we used to have a lot of spam prior to going to the cloud. Now, it's not so much.
So how much spam, when you say a lot of spam, how much time do you think you might have spent on just deleting those messages each day? You know, 5, 10, 20 minutes? How much do you suppose you might have spent a day?
Probably about that much, 5, 10, you know, 10 minutes, you know, a
well,
day.
Well, let's say it's just 5 yeah. minutes. But you said, I think you said you had 10 employees?
Yes.
So if you have 10 employees, then that's 50 minutes a day. And if you multiply that times 250 work days, of course, you guys in a church, you're working year round because you're working on holidays too most of the time.
Right.
But that's 12,500 minutes. And if we divide that by 60, then we're going to end up with, oops, I went the wrong way. So let's say we had 5 times 10 times 250, and then we're going to divide that by 60, then we end up with, that's 208 hours
wow.
of time just on that spam that you probably never notice. If you divide that by a 40-hour work week, that's like 5 weeks.
Wow.
So that one little thing of spam that you probably never even noticed, by going to the cloud and having the email filtering that out, you're saving 5 weeks of productivity out of your organization a year.
Wow, never thought about.
Yeah, that makes you feel a little better, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Right. Now, so what is all this cloud stuff costing you? I mean, I know that you didn't have to have the big server cost up front, and that can sometimes run $2,000 or $3,000 just for the server. But you're now going to the cloud. What's it costing you a month?
It's costing us $1,000 a month.
Now, what do you get for the $1,000 a month? I mean, they hold your data, but what else, what all the services, what services are they offering?
Well, they monitor, they give us reports on the status of our network. They also give us great customer service if we do have an issue with, you know, third-party vendor or anything. They are right there to help us resolve any issues.
And they also offer a help desk, right? Have you ever used their help desk?
Yes, we have used their help desk, and they are very responsive. Actually, sometimes since I work from home, I may call on the weekend, and I get a response, and I'm like, "Well, you don't have to respond; it's a weekend." But
they even respond to you on the weekend.
They even respond to me on the weekend.
Wow. Wow, it sounds like Donald Case and BizCare are right on top of this then.
Yes, they are.
So with this, they're providing all of your server activities. They're supervising that. They're monitoring it, managing it, making sure it doesn't crash. By the way, have you had any outages since you've gone to the cloud? Any times the servers have gone? Wow, once?
No.
That's fabulous. And you're getting the email filtering that we know now is saving you 5 weeks a year of work. And they're offering this help desk. And, you know, I think a lot of people may also not realize how important something like that is, because when you had problems before and somebody had a question and they couldn't solve a problem, what did you have to do? How much time do you suppose you lost just on some silly question that could be answered by a help desk in a few minutes?
Oh, yeah, we spent a lot of time trying different things, trial and error, trying to figure it out on our own. We wasted a lot of time.
Now we can
call up BizCare and get an answer, you know, right away. Or, you know, if they can't fix it right then, they do it as quickly as possible, you know, if it's something.
So, you have any idea what you were spending before just out of pocket? I mean, if you looked at your annual budget and you thought about the amount that you were paying for personnel who were you doing this part-time and the cost of having to call in people at times when things weren't working or crashes or whatever, just your out-of-pocket cost, how do you think this compares to what you were spending before? Is it more or less?
Actually, it would be less if we count my time and the other pastoral staff's time and the consultant. This is a savings.
So you're actually paying less out of pocket and getting better service?
Yes.
Wow. What else did you want? that's a pretty good deal, isn't it?
It is a pretty good deal. Yeah.
So one more question. Two more, actually, about this cloud thing. How hard was it to move there? Because, you know, you're used to doing things one way. You got things on your server and so forth, and they tell you, okay, we're going to move everything up to the cloud. I mean, was it pretty easy? Was it a nightmare? What was it like when you were actually shifting over?
Actually, I didn't even notice.
Oh, really?
I didn't even notice. I mean, one day we're on the server, and then, you know, they migrated things over and it's like, okay, you guys are up on the cloud. Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, there was nothing that I had to do or get involved in. So I really didn't notice.
Right. Now, what about performance? I mean, because people are thinking, you know, I'm going to depend on my ISP and I'm going to be connecting through the internet and, you know, is it going to be slower, faster? And I knew there were some hiccups at the beginning because you needed to get your ISP provisioned correctly. But how is it now? I mean, do you see the performance as about the same? Is it faster, slower? What do you think?
Actually, it's about the same, I guess. There's nothing really noticeable. Like I said, I didn't notice from one to the other.
So you really didn't even see any difference? It's just like this. So you're working on it right there in your office?
Yeah, it's like I'm working in my office, yeah.
Great. Two last questions. What's Donald like to work with, just as a human being? Forget about the cloud and
Donald's
computers, but
great.
What's he like?
Donald's really great. He really looks out for the client's interest. He wants to know what your goals are, what your needs are, and he tries to find a way to meet those needs. And he and his staff are great people to work with. We like to have a lot of fun around our office, and they kind of join in with us when we have fun. You know, they like to have fun too.
Right.
So it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure working with him and his team.
Now, a lot of people are really good at, like, fixing computers, or they can make your network sing, but they're not really very good about thinking strategically, thinking about what's next and what we can do to help you really reach your mission and serve your members better. What's Don like in that regard in terms of being a good strategic advisor?
He's great. He thinks of things that I don't even think of. And working with him is helping me to think outside the box on different solutions that would help us meet our goals and our needs and also reduce our costs. So it's been great working with him regarding that. I appreciate his strategic thinking and thinking outside the box and helping us and walking us through the change.
So what would you tell another business owner, another organization like your church or somebody who is wondering whether they should go with BizCare and their cloud services? What would you tell them to consider?
I would say go for it, because Donald and his team will give you excellent service, and they will walk you through the transition. And like I said, they will help you think outside the box in order to reduce your costs and basically, you know, be alongside you to coordinate all the different pieces that need to come together.